The game deserved to be close and tight. I thought Bolton were very spirited in their performance and played with a lot of freedom and a lot of attacking intention. And that really tested us. And we had to do well. We're indebted to David Stockdale at 2 each, super save. And, you know, it's an all-round contribution to a season. And you certainly saw that today with Liam Ridgewell going off, Dave making that great save at 2 each, and people popping up with important goals.
Let's talk about some of those points in more detail, Colin. Let's talk about the opening goal from Jamie Murphy. He seems to be a young man who's growing with confidence in every game that he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Jamie for a long time when he started in Scotland, and he was one that was flagged up via Craig Brown. And everyone was very hopeful that he would have a good career, and I think he's really blossoming very well. You know, I think the environment suits him, and his progress for anyone coming from Scotland, I think it's important to come and hit the Championship and play regular. I think it's very hard, and I think his time in League One has really developed him as much as this season is improving him.
The Albion go one up. A sloppy goal to concede the equaliser, Colin?
Yeah, but there'd been danger before that, and, you know, we felt we couldn't stop their attacks in the middle of the pitch or up the top easily enough, and that was affording them opportunities to cross balls. Heskey was, as he always is, a menace, a physical presence in the box, as is Bobby Zamora for us. And somehow we had to combat that. I thought we did that a bit better. Didn't stop the second equaliser, I must admit. But there was better defensive performances, and but they were a danger, as I said. Credit to them. I thought they really tested us, and they went for the win.
So much to talk about with the second now being goal. We know all about the pace of Anthony Knockhart, but the little touch from Zamora as well and the finish. Just from a coaching perspective, how good a goal was that, Colin?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if you go back to the start of it, I think Tomar's involved when the ball gets headed out of our last third. He lays the ball to someone and then Anthony gets it straight away. So from that dribble, the important thing is that people get up the pitch to be on the end of whatever happens. And the play was good. Bobby's touch was excellent and a finish, but, you know, it started as Bobby's goal did in one of the previous games, clearing a ball from his box, scoring in the other. It's that athleticism, desire to get forward, that gets that goal today and other goals in the season.
As we say, it then went to 2-2, that crucial save from David Stockdale. You've been in this game a long time, Colin. Yeah. It's little moments like that can change a game, can change a season.
Yep, it's not the first time he's done it. He's been hugely important. Distribution, always very good, but he's produced very good saves at important moments for us. As I say, we've never been comfortable in too many games. So we need everyone contributing. We need to be at close to our top level to compete. We know that. But these 3 home wins have really helped us look forward to what is going to be a difficult period away from home. But you've got to win games. And we've ticked 3 off at home. Now we've got to go and tick 3 off away.
Let's talk about the player who was awarded man of the match, Baron Kyle, got the crucial goal as well. What did you make of his performance and indeed the decisive goal?
Yeah, I mean, good finish. You know, highly surprising he hit the target. But
you say that with a wry smile. Is that something he's been working on?
He likes to shoot, and not all. That's the closest he's been to goal for any of his shots, I think, this season. So that's probably why it went in. So the boys give him a little bit of a hard time, but all in jest and banter. But the combination was good, and Tomar was involved in it. Same as last week, made in Israel.
Let's have a word about Liam Ridgewell, his final game in an Albion shirt. What do you make of his contribution to the club since he's been here?
I think you could see the improvement in him and what he was bringing to the team as he got gradually fitter and match fit after his break after the MLS. And it's unfortunate that he goes back. The upside is we've got people approaching fitness, and when you look at our bench and look at the boys who aren't even stripped today, you know, we've got a depth, but that depth is really concentrated into a one unit, and they're very much together in terms of what they want to achieve.
How much of a concern is there's not a natural replacement at the moment at the left back, Colin?
Well, I mean, I think there's numerous teams I've played with, centre halves at full backs and all that. So in this moment, might not be a natural left back, but we've had that before earlier in the season, and we'll have to adjust a little bit, but we'll endeavour to do it to the best as we can.
Talk briefly about some of the injuries. James Wilson didn't figure today. What's the situation with James?
Just felt something. You know, when we came in and getting ready for the game, just made the physio and the doctor are aware of it, and then it becomes a sort of risk assessment. So more or less he might have been able to play or start on the bench and come on, but do you have to put that in jeopardy for what we've got ahead? We've had going Saturday for a while now. We go into this busy period of midweek games, and as we found through that Christmas period, we've got to utilise better the energy in the squad, and I think that was the reason that we took the safety first option and kept him out completely.
At this early stage, available for Tuesday night, James?
We would hope so. You know, they did something a little bit on Tuesday and missed, or Monday or Tuesday, missed a little bit of training, but trained Thursday, Friday, so it was extra cautious, and thankfully, you know, it's worked out well. He's still, hopefully, he can't be any worse, and we've got 3 points.